In announcing a $33 million plan to revitalize a historic block of South Main Street, Akron Mayor Dan Horrigan called it a foundation of development.
The 158-foot-tall landmark building at the corner of Main and Bowery opened in 1923 as the Akron Savings and Loan, and it's empty, has been for years, along with the buildings between it and the Civic Theater next to Lock 3. The city holds title to the blighted block and has tried but never found a workable way to bring it back to life. Mayor Dan Horrigan, vowing to change that, just sent a proposal to City Council for a deal with a pair of Northeast Ohio developers to renovate the landmark block, to turn the vacant properties into retail spaces at street level with lofts and apartments above. He told me in a conversation this week in his office that the area is a starting point.
That was always the heart of where we should start, because it provided the most opportunity. We owned it. We were just kind of stuck in a deal that didn't have the potential to finish. And at some particular point, I think it was about mid-year, we just said, you know what, we're going to move forward and start to entertain some other options. I was looking for more performance instead of potential. And this group had come to the city previously and wanted to do the same thing. In my mind, you know, this was a group that was, they've been successful in a lot of different projects, and so we went with them, and it's a significant investment into the core of downtown, period.
The live downtown aspect has always been an ambition, I think, of people who want to recover downtowns, but in recent years it's become, I don't know whether it's become more popular or just more effective, but there are a lot of cities that are doing such things.
This particular one, because of the demand, people want to, you know, they want to live downtown. And so it encourages that, and it develops into residences and more retail and more shops. And
they would like the downtown to be their neighborhood,
right?
Just like in New York.
It's no different, right. It's just reimagining what, it's not just a place, you want to live, work, and play. Maybe before it was just a place to work, and then, you know, we built these humongous roads to shoot out of downtown on a one-way street. We're rethinking that entire model. To say, how do we change the roads back into two-way to create some opportunities, and how do we get people to stay here? A lot of people visit downtown into Lock 3, hundreds of thousands a year, into our festivals, into Lock 3 for concerts, into Lock 4, the stadium. I mean, the numbers just keep adding up. We don't want, you know, single visits. We want people to stay. What's going to get them to stay? More to do, places to live, things like that.
Historic reconstruction revitalization tax credits have been a significant part of getting some of these projects going elsewhere. How big a deal are they?
Well, I've talked to the governor's office and the state government about continuing that program. It's all part of a stack of capital that needs to be put together. It's just one more thing that can help close the gap as you start a market. And historic tax credits, and if you talk to any developer, they're aggressive in going after them and using them. So it will be significant to this portion, and hopefully we'll be able to use it for other projects downtown too.
You said you were looking for performance rather than potential, and you wanted to lay out some benchmarks of when things needed to happen. Considering all of these, the big picture, how far out have you been able to define those benchmarks?
I think this is more of a generational shift on what downtown will look like in 5, 10, 15 years. There's a lot of great building blocks that have already been established with the stadium. And as Akron U has crept even further south and into Polsky's, there's plenty of people down here, roughly about 50 or 55,000 a day that live and go to school and work. So people have been coming down here. It's just getting them to stay. And what's the grand plan for that? So a quarter of that planning process is done, because we had to kind of identify the, you know, where we're going to go. And then over the next 18 months, I think that timeline should firm up a little bit more about saying, okay, in the next X number of years, we'll do different things. Then as the market changes, we have to be adaptable enough to say, okay, this is something that people want now. How do we adapt and put that into the plan too? It's a breathing document. It's not static.
The rebuilding of the landmark block part of the plan will be carried out by Bowery Development Group, a partnership between Dehoff Development of North Canton and KBFG Investments of Strongsville. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.